As a couple of disturbances and a weak cold front move through the region, we may find a few isolated to scattered showers or thunderstorms moving through this evening. Otherwise, it'll become partly cloudy to mostly clear overnight with some patchy fog possible toward daybreak. For the first few days of August, we'll have a rather quiet and typical summer pattern with the chance for an isolated to scattered shower or thunderstorm firing up in the heat of the day, with temperatures remaining seasonable for this time of year. Now, a cold front will approach the region heading into the weekend and will likely bring more widespread showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the northern high plains eastward into southern Minnesota. Isolated severe thunderstorms capable of hail or wind damage are expected from southeast Montana and eastern Wyoming eastward into southern Minnesota during the day. Cool temperatures aloft will spread southward across the northern plains and Great Lakes with an upper-level low over Hudson Bay. Mid-level flow around 30 to 35 knots will develop over the northern Rockies and high plains as a shortwave trough arrives from the north late in the day. Cool air will also exist in the southeast, where a weaker southern stream upper jet will exist. To the west, an upper high will remain centered over the Great Basin. At the surface, a weak boundary or wind shift will drift southward across the northern plains with mainly 50-degree dew points present as a result of persistent surface high to the southeast. A light easterly surface wind beneath the northwesterlies aloft will create shear, marginally favorable for severe storms. Daytime storms will persist across the Four Corner states as well as across Florida, where ample moisture will exist south of a stationary front. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high Sunday of 121 at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 37 at West Yellowstone in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny and hot with a high near 90 degrees and just a light and variable breeze. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high near 85 degrees, winds becoming light out of the east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high near 80, a southwest wind around 5 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1917. Normal minimum temperature is 62 with a record of 40 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today, this last day of July. 5:46 a.m. was sunrise and sunset will come at 8:17 p.m. For the 1st of August, sunrise at 5:47 a.m. and sunset at 8:15 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s, and Tuesday we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 60s, mostly sunny for Tuesday. It'll be hot with highs in the upper 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60 degrees, mostly sunny for Tuesday, a high in the low 80s. For the Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, some patchy fog overnight, lows around 60 degrees, and on Tuesday, some patchy fog around the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, while we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-60s, mostly sunny conditions on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Here's your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to mid and upper 80s. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy on Friday with a chance of showers and storms. Highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm Saturday. Highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. And mostly sunny Sunday with a high in the low and mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.